Hey, welcome to the 1 Minute Rental Car Podcast. My name is Shannon DeAndre, and we are talking about all things rental car, and I'm giving you the information that you need, even though you might not even know that you need it. This is part 2, episode 13 of Corporate Rates, Corporate Expectations. Go back and listen to episode 12 to get part 1 of this, just to give you a general baseline on this. All right, so we're going to get into the 1 minute. As it deals with corporations, corporate expectations, in this position, I want to make sure that everyone understands that as it deals with corporate rates, these are rates that are set by a company having contracted with one or several different rental car companies. Now, when you are a corporate renter and you are booking your rental vehicle, when you are at the rental car counter, when you are in the situation of either needing a vehicle or picking up a vehicle right at that point in time, you have to understand that because you are under the stipulations of your contract, that when you go to the rental car counter and you ask for certain things or you request certain vehicles at certain points in time, sometimes you cannot get those vehicles. And the reasoning is not because the rental car company does not want to give you those vehicles or provide you with that for your rental. It is because those vehicles are outside the stipulations of your contract. Now, if you are in a situation where, let's say, you have a higher up individual in your company, you are picking them up or you are with them and you want to get a vehicle that is a little bit larger in size or a little bit more luxurious in its appearance, then you can make that request at the counter. But as you deal with making that request at the counter, if that's when you make the request, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for them to provide you with that vehicle because it is last minute at certain points. The better thing to do is if you know that that individual will be coming with you and you want to get a better vehicle, you can make a call to the location that you are actually renting the vehicle from and they can possibly accommodate that. But it only comes to if they can accommodate that, because some companies do not want, regardless of who the individual is renting, they do not want to provide what it may take to go ahead and get a vehicle of that class or get that vehicle of that caliber, what it may cost for insurance, what it may cost for the rental, what it may cost if something happens to that vehicle while you're renting it. They don't want to provide that safety net for that. So they would rather just leave that out of the rental equation totally and completely. Now, any special requests that you make at the counter are requests. They are not things that are set in stone. There are certain companies that have more, a higher level of importance or a higher level of being taken care of when they come to rental car companies. And we will go into that on episode 3 or part 3 of this podcast. So, as I said, make sure that you understand that when you're at the counter, certain stipulations are going to be in effect and you can make requests, but they are not set in stone and it's very hard to get that stuff moved because of the stipulations of the contract. All right. And that's the 1 minute.